is Joanna Schrader. I'm reporting live at the Ag Media Summit here in Fort Worth, Texas. I am with Jeff Mellinger, Global VP of Global Sales, and you're with Elpharma.
That's correct.
And we're here today to talk about a brand new program called Reach, Teach, and Learn that Elpharma has created and is sponsoring. Can you tell me a little bit about this program?
It's a program we started last year with a video contest that went out to university students. And we decided to expand it into this year to do video contests again with the university students, as well as an essay contest with high school juniors and seniors in high school in 12 states.
So what are some of the things that when college students across the country or high school students across the country actually involved in this program, what are some of the things that they're going to learn about?
Well, what we're really trying to do is reach out to the young people of the U.S. and get them to understand the agriculture industry, because they're going to be spokespersons in the future. We want them to be more informed in making positive choices and viewpoints, because they'll be the future leaders of developing views about agriculture. So it's our small attempt to try to get education out to those young kids.
Have you noticed, you know, over the past, you know, 5-10 years, that there's been a drop off actually in kids who are going to college and graduating and coming into the agricultural industry?
Haven't really seen it myself. What we do see is that we see a lot more public opinion out there that's not quite accurate. And what we're trying to do is bring back some of that accuracy. We've done some our own research, market research, that shows that, you know, the viewpoint out there is being really jaded by special interest groups. And so what we're really trying to do is bring back what really is going on in agriculture, and that it is a positive industry that's still important to the United States.
Now, to kind of go back to last year's program, it was just the video, which students are going to be able to participate again this year. What are some of the topics that kids picked when they produced their videos?
Well, we had one that talked about the dairy industry. We had another one that did a little bit about the beef industry. And then we had one that was sort of an overall just about agriculture and about where food comes from. And it was kind of a parallel between a day in the life of a human being as well as a day of the life of an animal.
Oh, that's neat. And who won?
We actually had one really solid winner that came from, I don't remember, the University of Wisconsin, wasn't it?
UW-Madison.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were actually one of the first ones that submitted. And they ended up winning the grand prize, and then we actually put that on YouTube.
Okay, so I was going to say, where can people go to see the videos from last year as they're coming up with their ideas for this year?
Well, we actually have a website that you can go to, which is the Reach, Teach, and Learn website, and actually you can go on there and you can find the videos from last year.
Okay. Now, another question I have is, you know, you sort of see our country is becoming a lot more, well, I think now you're going to see people going back downtown, you're going to see sort of the urban communities get larger. Are these kids how does this program impact those kids who've never been on a farm or who've never really experienced agriculture and in their mind it is?
Well, you know, we had a couple of videos that came in last year that were from students that obviously weren't in the agriculture industry. And it was interesting to see, you know, what they produced. I think it gives them an opportunity to do some research, really figure out what the agriculture industry is all about, and it gives them a better perspective of what's going on in an industry that is quite large and quite complicated.
So Jeff, I noticed this year you've added a new component for junior and seniors in high school, and this is actually an essay component. What spurred you to add this new element to the program?
Well, there's actually a program that's sponsored by the Ag Farm Bureau, and it's an advanced placement program, and it's Ag in the Classroom. And this year we're sponsoring a book that's called The Man Who Fed the World, and what we want them to do is to do an essay prior to starting the class, and then we're going to see how much they've improved by doing an essay afterwards, after they've gone through The Man Who Fed the World, which is actually going to be the book that they use for the curriculum.
Oh, wow. And Elpharma is a sponsor of the curriculum as well?
Correct.
Okay. And it's free for teachers to be able to put in the classroom?
Yes. We actually have 12 states that are participating in it today. We may expand it beyond the 12, but currently we have 12 signed up.
So 12 states have already signed up. Mm-hmm. If somebody from a state that isn't in the official program would they be eligible to participate in this program still?
Absolutely. We just have to contact myself or the agency that we're working with to get them signed up.
Now, one last question I have is these students are going to be doing a lot of work. They're going to have a lot of fun. Is there any opportunity for somebody from El Pharma or anybody else to come into the classroom and actually talk to them?
Absolutely. We have a spokesperson that works for our company, Lance Fox, who's a veterinarian that travels the United States as well as outside the United States, that will be our official spokesperson for Reach Teach and Learn.
Well, I've heard that Lance actually likes to travel up mountains. Is this true?
Yes. He actually took off earlier this year and climbed Mount Everest and reached the top in May.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, this is a wonderful program. There's just not enough education opportunities, I think, for kids to learn about agriculture. So we at AgWired are going to be following the program and make sure that everybody who's not aware can get signed up and participate and, you know, definitely want to get a hold of some of these videos and essays.
Okay.
So thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
And this is Joanna reporting live for AgWired.com. This is Joanna Schrader. I'm reporting live for AgWired.com. And I have with me today on video a special guest. We have Lance Fox, who's here to talk about Reach, Teach, and Learn program. And Lance, I think before you tell us what that is, maybe you should tell people what you do.
I'm a technical service veterinarian for El Pharma Animal Health. So I travel around the country as well as globally supporting our business as a veterinarian.
Great. And how did you get involved in Reach, Teach, and Learn?
Being a new program, I was asked to be a spokesperson for the program. Essentially, my role will be to educate students, make them more aware of agriculture and agribusiness, and share some of my personal adventures and stories along the way.
So I hear, I have actually, to everyone watching this video, seen a picture of you at the top of Mount Everest.
That is not Photoshop, that's your picture.
And it's real, folks, it's real. So Lance, tell me about that experience.
Very surreal experience, a 12-year dream that started back in 1997 after my son was born. And 4.5 years ago, I came to El Pharma as a technical service veterinarian to open up a lot of doors for me. I pursued that dream. El Pharma came along for the ride, sponsoring the trip, and a lot of hard work, determination, was able to fly the banner high on May 21st, 2009. So, very incredible moment for me to stand at the top of the world.
And how long did you train for?
Essentially, training for Everest was a little over a year. I've been climbing for about 3 years, climbing some other mountains, but the physical part of the training for Everest, about a year.
So it's my understanding that you're actually going to tell kids about your experience on summiting Everest.
Exactly. The message really is, if you have a dream, pursue that dream. Don't sit on the couch. If you work hard, and if you believe, anything is possible, in my opinion. And certainly for me, that was the story.
And why is Reach, Teach, and Learn going to be such an important program for students across America?
This is a great time to educate the young people in the world, the students who are going to be our future leaders. And I think we can share some facts about the agricultural world, show them the value in agribusiness, certainly share my role as a veterinarian, being in the ag industry. Again, a wonderful industry that feeds the world, essentially.